USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
A birthday party in New Jersey ended in gunfire early Sunday morning. At least 14 people shot and 2 killed. 10 others wounded in downtown Minneapolis last night. 2 people, including the suspect, were killed, and a 16-year-old girl was shot and killed in Ohio, among 8 people who were shot in a park. A raucous party in Southern California led to mass arrests on Saturday night. More than 150 people arrested. A viral video on a social media app invited anyone to a birthday party in Huntington Beach, police declaring the event an unlawful assembly. The Texas State Senate passed a bill Saturday to prohibit schools from mandating the teaching of critical race theory. This comes after a school district in Georgia this week voted to approve a resolution that would prevent certain divisive concepts of race from being taught in the classroom. Quasi-Marxist doctrine has risen to new prominence following the rise of far-left groups such as Antifa and Black Lives Matter. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
After 11 days of fighting that left more than 250 people dead and hundreds more injured, a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas appears to be holding.
The recent violence between Israel and Hamas revealing an apparent division in the Democratic Party. Many Democrats now voicing support for the Palestinians and criticizing Israel, our longtime ally in the region. 4 Democratic congresswomen known as the Squad among the most vocal critics of Israel. Texas Republican Congressman Ronnie Jackson on One American News recently.
And this squad is shameful in the way they approach this. You know, someone referred to them today, and it's not too far off. They refer to them now as the Jihad Squad, and that's really where they're at right now. They're very pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, which is unthinkable.
Meanwhile, Egypt now in talks with Israel on how to make the current ceasefire long-lasting. U.S. Secretary of State Tony Blinken due to arrive in Israel this week for talks. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
At least 14 people died and 3 seriously injured when a cable apparently snapped as a cable car was headed up a mountainside in Italy, plunging more than 60 feet to the ground on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The former Secretary of DHS says releasing illegal immigrants into the U.S. is a draw for more people to come here as well.
New data from the Border Patrol shows that more than 60,000 migrants have been released into the United States since February as the administration works to deal with the humanitarian crisis on the southern border. Just over 61,000 illegal immigrants have been released, with many being given a notice to report to an Immigration and Customs Enforcement office. Former Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Chad Wolf tells Fox News that is a draw for more migrants to try to cross into the U.S.
If you're a family unit, you are likely going to be released into the United States. So what does that do? That incentivizes you to grab a child and try to come across that border and claim that you're a family unit, because you know that you will be released into the interior of the United States. And that's your goal at the end of the day. That's your goal, and that's what this administration is facilitating. And then once you do get here, you know that you will not be removed, because, again, this administration has put the handcuffs on ICE law enforcement agents. They can now not remove individuals that, again, have no legal right to be here unless you're a serious aggravated felon or you're a terrorist.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Attorneys will make oral arguments this week in an appeal to overturn a conviction and death sentence for the white supremacist sentenced to death for killing 9 worshipers at a black church in South Carolina. Dylan Roof was found guilty on 33 federal charges after shooting and killing 9 members of the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in 2015. Oral arguments set to begin Tuesday in Richmond, Virginia. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.